There is a rhythm in this universe. A rhythm in this universe. Now, one may choose to declare that they believe or not. Some may say that they have some aspect of spirituality, although they're not religious. Others say that they're not religious at all. Some say they believe, others say that they don't believe. There are those who go to church or temple or synagogue or mosque, and they go on a regular basis. They are faithful members of their particular congregation. And sometimes these are the very same folks that demonstrate questionable faith. Now, I'm not suggesting that I judge them or anything else, but they demonstrate questionable faith. At the same time, we all know, and some of us are, people who rarely set foot in a house of worship, and yet they demonstrate deep faith. The nature of the human experience is that we cover the entire range of beliefs and where folks fall on that belief continuum. It's all over the map. And just because one may go to church regularly doesn't necessarily mean that they illustrate or demonstrate a faith-filled life. Going to church means that they just go to church. But ultimately, why do folks go? Why believe? Ultimately, it's because we all want, based on our own personal definitions, a sense of peace. A sense of peace. Now consider that when we're born, we are all starting out in that space of peace. We're born into this world not knowing too much more than the need to be fed, knowing not more than the discomfort of a soiled diaper. We do know, however, the joy and comfort of being loved and held. Even before we have language, newborns know the comfort provided when they're held, when they're snuggled. We know that even before language. And at this stage in human development, we don't know trouble beyond those very few areas. Trouble in those terms, in that stage of life, is not being fed, not being cleaned, and not being held. Trouble at that stage of life has a very narrow scope. As we age, however, that scope expands. We learned how to be troubled in new and different ways. The menu of those things on our trouble list just explodes. The trouble that comes with growing up and growing older seems to be aligned with age. Trouble in the first or second grade could be I left my homework at home. Trouble for a corporate executive means that he or she may not close that big deal. Could it be said that our troubles are often age appropriate? Often the way life works is that trouble sometimes presents itself without regard to age. Sometimes there are harsh conditions delivered to those who are very young, and that breaks our hearts. Why should innocent children be subjected to cruelty and harm? At the same time, the question could be asked, why should the elderly be isolated and deprived of human connections? Some of these conditions are a function of nature, while many of these conditions are incidents that are the result of humans inflicting pain on others. Yes, this is often what we do to each other and to ourselves, inflict pain. But while all of this is taking place, there's something that's occurring in the background. There's a certain rhythm of the universe that maintains order. There are systems and processes that give predictability. Predictability to the seasons, the order of the planets, and the universe. Whether we realize it or not, there is an order to the universe. And when we look further, there is this pattern, this order, this synergy. There's this rhythm of the universe operating ever present in the background. It could be said that when we pray, we're taking the time to reset ourselves with this universal rhythm, with this universal clock. When we pray, we're grounding ourselves in that rhythm. We're taking steps to suspend our being immersed in these challenges of humanity such that we can get back to who we are spiritually. When we meditate and pray, we're setting our clocks to align with God's time. Now, whether one is a believer or not, there's something to be said about those times when we consciously wind down. We wind down to listen to our heartbeats. We wind down to sit silently and allow ourselves to reach a state of peace. It's in those moments that when we tap into a deeper connection with ourselves, that we become aware of a deeper experience of life. We become aware of a presence that's even greater than life itself. We become humbled. And we get connected with a state of peace that transcends our understanding. Yes, there is a rhythm in this universe. There's a synchronicity between us that is ever present. We may choose to refer to this experience or not, but it still goes on. It's an element of this human experience that is known by all. We all know what it feels like to be at peace. Or some of our troubled folks with troubled souls may long for it because they're missing that experience and that sense of peace. Whether or not you refer to this rhythm in the background as Mother Nature or as God, the rhythm is ever present. And it is a place or a state that we can all visit, whether we're believers or not. This rhythm in the universe is always available and always calling to us. So, get aligned with that rhythm. You already know the difference between those times when you are so wound up and so tight that you can hardly stand it. You also know those times when that peace is so powerfully present that you don't want to leave it. Step into that space of calm, that space of peace, that space of ease. Despite what is happening around you, that space is ever present. Get grounded in who you are in spirit. And know the rest that's available in connecting with your true self. Not the self that's informed by your humanity, but the self that's informed by God that's present in that peace. That's your true self. That self has nothing to do with your circumstances and everything to do with your higher self. You are not your circumstances. You are simply a spiritual being having a human experience. Get in touch with your true self. Align with the rhythm of the universe. God bless.